Okay, Adam, we've looked at the big summer hits in the US. What about the big summer flops?
I like the flops more, because that's much more... Well, other than Pacific Rim, because I loved that. So that was...
But that was a hit. Success,
yep.
So, despite the US, it was still a hit.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the biggest flops was Lone Ranger.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, though. I have friends who've seen it who think it's fabulous. That may have something to do with their Johnny Depp obsession, possibly.
I'm not really big on Johnny Depp playing Tonto, to be honest with you. I have a certain problem with that.
So did I. So I actually looked it up because I was concerned. Well, you know, white people playing Native Americans. The Native Americans loved him so much, and they adopted him. The local, I think it was Cherokee tribe, actually adopted him. They liked him so much. So I figure if they don't have an issue with it, I'm not going
to
have an issue.
Fair enough. It's not a film I was looking forward to. I'm not really a big fan of The Lone Ranger. It hasn't gone well internationally, so that's no real surprise.
I think Westerns... Well, they're starting to make a bit of a comeback in TV, I noticed recently.
Cowboys and Aliens did well. Well, I thought it did.
Well, yeah, we enjoyed it. Didn't mean it.
Yeah, well, Firefly did well, which was basically a Western in space. But
okay.
Yeah. The one which was a bit of a surprise to me is that Percy Jackson, The Sea of Monsters, doesn't look like it's going to go well.
Yeah,
I've seen the first one. I enjoyed the first one. I didn't think the second one would be as good because of the books, but it will be disappointing if it doesn't survive, because I'm not sure if they're going to keep going on in the series. And to be honest, I'd like to see them all made. Perhaps not. It certainly doesn't look like it's going to be another Harry Potter series of immense success for fantasy adolescent series. So,
yeah.
A bit disappointed in a sense on that one, but we'll see how it works out. The biggest flop is RIPD, given that you probably don't know what RIPD is.
It's the dead detective.
That's the one.
we're talking zombies again here.
Ghosts.
Hasn't been released in Australia yet, has it?
But it cost $130 million to make it.
And look who's in it.
$1 million worldwide. So.
Look who's in it.
Ryan Reynolds.
And?
I'm trying to remember the other one who I should know straight away because it's someone I love. What was his name? But anyway, yeah, I agree. But his biggest flop, I was looking forward to that film. I was really looking forward to it.
It hasn't opened here yet, so...
Yeah, I'm still looking forward to it. I don't care if it's a flop. It might be a good film, and I'm going to give it a shot. So.
Maybe the Australian figures will boost it up a bit.
Yeah, probably not.
Go and see it, clearly.
Animated film Turbo was the one about the snail. I don't think it started playing here yet.
The first snail.
Yeah, so it makes sense that that's not going to get anywhere. After Earth...
I see. It looked kind of swish, but I didn't bother going to see it because, well, it had Will Smith and Will Smith's son,
and that really doesn't make you feel promising, as well.
It was the Scientology ripples that turned me off.
I don't know that it was based on Scientology, but it
my
had
son enjoyed it, so maybe it's not awful. But it's not one I'd have been eager to see. I'll catch it on DVD or something. But that it's not something I've been looking forward to, so it's not really a surprise. The one which I've actually been looking forward to, which apparently hasn't gone well at all, is White House Down.
Which they've just started advertising here, so it'll be coming up soon.
It looks like Die Hard in the White House.
That's true.
Right?
It does look like Die Hard in the White House. And
I love Die Hard movies.
It does make the American president look probably much more spectacular than any of them have ever been.
So my feeling is it should be good, but apparently it went badly. Maybe it's not good.
Apparently it's to do with Americans can't cope with the White House being blown up.
But
they just maybe they don't like pictures of black presidents.
And I don't understand because it's Roland Emmerich again doing it, right?
Yeah.
And he blew up a White House before. It's not the first time he's blown up the White House.
Apparently since 9/11.
Well, he's off doing Independence Day 2
people
too
blowing
now,
up parts, large American icons, is not doing
too. Hang on, Independence Day 2?
Yeah.
What was left after Independence Day to blow up?
I don't know.
Well, maybe they'll blow up Sydney properly this time.
They've rebuilt things since then.
They still blow up Sydney properly.
So knock off a couple more. Well, the main one, Mortal Instruments, didn't go well.
Which has only just opened here as well.
Yeah, I was looking forward to that, so I'm not sure, but...
Mortal Instruments?
I haven't read the books. I gather they slot into the paranormal romance series to some degree. I don't know how much romance there is. You know, there's hunters of various supernatural critters and things like that. Yeah.
And according to IO9, which is kindly giving me the list, so thank you, IO9, Elysium, which we just talked about, is currently not going well, but might pull through on worldwide sales.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
looks pretty crap plot.
So I'm not really counting on it going well, and perhaps I'd be disappointed if it did.
Yeah.